CBS News special report. A grand jury in Maryland has indicted President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton. The 26-page indictment includes 8 counts of transmission of national defense information and 10 counts of retention. This comes after a search of Bolton's home and office in August. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
When that search of John Bolton's home in Maryland and his office in D.C. was executed, the feds seized some things. They took phones, computer devices, and a series of records with markings that said confidential.
CBS's Nicole Skanga says the indictment alleges in 2018 and 2019, he sent diary-like entries to 2 individuals.
At no point did he have the authorization to store or transmit the classified information that he sent to these 2 individuals, or even to store that.
Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
It's a similar charge to what was brought against President Trump, and of course, he said that that was not a violation of the law.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee is getting the green light to further crack down on reckless drivers. A new state law will let the city tow and impound any vehicle caught driving dangerously, closing loopholes that police say made earlier rules nearly useless. Police officials say the message is simple: drive recklessly, lose your car. Alderman Lamont Westmoreland, who pushed for the change, plans to move quickly to pass an ordinance. The city council takes up the proposal November 7th. A heated moment at a Brewers game has exploded online after a fan threatened to call immigration authorities on another spectator. Video shows a Milwaukee woman confronting Dodgers fan Ricardo Fasado, a U.S. veteran, during Sunday's game. He says the exchange started as friendly fan banter but turned ugly when she said, "Let's call ICE." He replied that he's a citizen and a war veteran. The woman, identified as a local attorney, has since lost her job and resigned from a nonprofit. The Brewers play Game 3 of the series tonight. It's a 5:08 first pitch with the game in Los Angeles. There is a viewing party at Davidson Park near the Harley campus. A new investigation from the Cap Times reveals more than 200 Wisconsin educators were accused of sexual misconduct or grooming over a 5-year span, and most of that was kept from the public. The State Department of Public Instruction handles those cases, but they say they have limited staff and resources to investigate. Critics cited in the article say that raises questions about how well the state protects students. Some educators were reported to give up their own licenses to avoid further investigation. The Cap Times has a detailed news story on their website. Wisconsin will see over 60 No Kings protests on Saturday, including a major gathering in Milwaukee's Cathedral Square. Smaller protests will also be held in Shorewood, Greenfield, Brookfield, and Waukesha throughout the day. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Game 3 tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first 2 games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. This team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won 4 in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now, hear all news all morning, weekdays from 6 until 9, from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or 2 tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Near 70 Saturday, around 60 Sunday, still the chance for showers and storms. Currently at 62 degrees.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine. A week in review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't give up hope. Yes, there is still justice in this world. We are a democracy of laws. We're going to get into what that means in just a moment, but I want to bring you some breaking news. The military commander, this is according to reporting by the New York Times just within the last hour, the military commander overseeing the Pentagon's escalating attacks against boats in the Caribbean Sea that the Trump administration says are smuggling drugs is stepping down, according to three officials just today. The officer, Admiral Alvin Holsey, is leaving his job as head of the U.S. Southern Command, which oversees all operations in Central and South America, even as the Pentagon has rapidly built up some 10,000 troops in the region, oh my goodness, and is considering what is a major counter-drug and counter-terrorism mission. You know, President Peace. Just gonna some CIA covert activities. This is President Peace.
Oh, don't get me started.
Nothing to see here. Also, just want to share this with everyone as well. In a major setback for Donald Trump and his National Guard deployments here in the U.S., the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois, has declined to disturb the temporary restraining order that had been issued preventing the deployment of National Guard late last week. That decision was published over the weekend. This is the hearing last week where the judge basically said that she doesn't really believe or trust the factual representations of DHS. Extraordinary. The Seventh Circuit three-judge panel that made this decision today includes a Trump-appointed judge as well as a George H.W. Bush-appointed judge. Huh. Interesting, isn't it? The Seventh Circuit concluded in reaching their decision that they see no rebellion permitting use by the National Guard of the National Guard by the president. No kidding, for crying out loud. And all of this brings us very appropriately to my next guest. I am super stoked to be talking to Liam Kent. He's with the He is with the Blue Anchor Project, which is one of the national partners for the No King's Day. I'm going to call them celebrations. The No yes. King's Day movement, the peaceful rallies that are going to be happening across the country mm-hmm. this Saturday. Welcome to the show, Liam. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, trust me, I even mess up the name on occasion. I literally have to go by the acronym BAP to be able to say it right. But
good acronym salad is always good fun. I never want to object to it. I want to jump right in. We've got some sound mm-hmm. that I wanted to play for you because You know that you're striking a chord with the MAGA movement and freaking them out when they start to just lie every which way to Sunday about what's going on. I was at the No Kings first protest. I had a conflict that day, but I volunteered to take my 82 and 83 year old parents and their late 70s buddies all down there in one big clown car of rally goers that were, you know, either octogenarians or near octogenarians. It was a bunch of people with signs singing songs and listening to speakers. There wasn't anything even remotely violent about it. But this is what Republicans are saying. Jacob, let's take cut 43.
This Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th, the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the Mall. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes.
And then October 18th is when the protest gets here. This will be a Soros paid for protest where his professional protesters show up, the agitators show up. We'll have to get the National Guard out. Hope
to continue this shutdown for what? For a Hate America rally that's taking place on the Mall on Saturday, Maria?
Just to appease the most radical elements of his base. So that on the 18th, when they have the Hate America rally that everybody knows is coming.
If, in fact, they are waiting for this No Kings protest, you know, No Kings means no paychecks. No paychecks and no government.
And that's one of the things about Antifa. You've heard President Trump say multiple times they are organized, they are a criminal organization, and they're very organized. You're seeing people out there with thousands of signs that all match pre-bought, pre-put together.
The No Kings protest, Maria, really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa paid protesters. It begs the question, who's funding it? But yeah, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest.
Okay, I'm not quite done yet. I promise, Liam.
I was just going to say, where's the Soros money? I'll take a paycheck.
Let's just deal with that. And here's Ted Cruz saying again about the Soros funding, because again, right wingers.
Oh,
like
goody!
To trade
I can't wait to hear
yes,
this.
Yes, they like to trade in conspiracies that Jewish folks, you know, are ruling the world. Here's Ted Cruz trading in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on national news. Cut 47.
The Democrats today are a party of radical interest groups. Now, I will say one of the most important things President Trump has done recently is he has pledged that he's going to go after Antifa. And what I've been urging is follow the money, cut off the money. And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies, which may well be riots all across the country. And Soros is writing the check.
What a jerk. And so I very rarely use this word on the air. What an ass.
Yes. This is coming from the man that runs away from his constituents and goes to Cancun to leave his dog in the house because he can't handle helping people. This comes from the man who gets how much money from the Koch brothers ecosystem, if you want to go that whole route.
Yes.
I mean, the fact George Soros, like, yeah, he funds quite a bit of Democratic groups, but like, it's we actually, like, you know, do change. He doesn't fund mine.
Yes.
This is all volunteer for me. I mean, everything that we do, I crack up at how they're like the Hate America thing says the people who hate America. You know, it's like, at least be consistent.
Well,
you're saying that you're the silent majority, yet now you're the ignorant minority. You say that you say. Oh, that's like, I'm better than you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. But then at the same time, you're not your pathetic little imbeciles who don't understand the concept of reality. So you have to make up alternative facts to fit your own concept of reality. I mean, these people are in their own delusional land, while all of us who are organizing No Kings are actually listening to the people. That is why millions of Americans came out last time. I was in Boston. We had the largest turnout of over 1 million people. I'm heading back to Boston again, and I'm expecting there to be double the turnout. We are seeing twice as much engagement. We saw twice as much engagement last week. We're seeing even more now. We're gaining 100,000, 200,000 plus RSVPs a day. Then you just multiply that by like four or five times.
Yes.
Because not everybody RSVPs. Yep. But they bring their friends. So we're going to see millions upon millions of people collectively across this country, from small town communities all the way up to the big cities, and even across the world. I mean, we have them in Canada, we have them in France, we have them in the UK, we have them in Europe, we have them almost on all continents. And if we have them on all continents, I would love that. You know, it's last time Australia called me up right after No Kings, wanting to ask it. So it's like the entire world is behind the American citizens, and nobody likes Trump except Trump. I mean, like, yeah, I can.
An FCC regulated airwaves. Hopefully,
so
we caught
sorry.
That. So hopefully, we caught that. But let me just say this: the reason that the rhetoric coming from the right is worthy of note, and the reason that I played it, and I've got a little bit more sound that I want to get to. Mm-hmm. I just want to listen to what Caroline Leavitt said yesterday. And again, this from the MAGAs that, you know, just about a month ago were claiming that incendiary rhetoric and, you know, lambasting Democrats for calling what is a duck, meaning Donald Trump has autocratic fascist tendencies. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Caroline Leavitt said yesterday on national news.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party, who is standing up for law-abiding Americans, not just across the country, but around the world.
No, you're not. And this is the reason that I wanted to play this sound. Mm-hmm. First of all, who sounds like they've gotten the talking points memo, right, from their billionaire overlords? Mm-hmm. These are all of the same people saying all of the same lies over and over and over again. I have never met a member of Antifa. I have never seen a member of Antifa at any protest or rally that I have been to in my entire life. I couldn't find one if I wanted to. I don't know anyone.
What do they even look like? Who are
they? I have no idea.
Yeah.
And literally, the very name of the organization tells you that they're not an organization, right? Like, they're anti-fascist. They're by definition, like, not an organized group. But the reason that I bring this up is that what they're trying to do is lie to discredit ahead of time. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what you know, Liam, that people across the world and across this country, in numbers far exceeding No Kings One, are ticked off, are concerned, and are mobilizing. They're worried that that level of mobilization will make them look illegitimate. It will make them look small. It will make them look anti-democratic. It will make them look anti-American. So what do they do? Like every other conservative in recent memory, most, and I'm talking about MAGAs, they project what they know is going on in their deep, dark, tortured soul, and it comes out in these confessions. This is dangerous stuff. And listen, when Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, when Senator Cruz, Bob Emmer, Steve Scalise, Scott Bessent, by the way, this has nothing to do with the shutdown, though the timing is interesting given the fact that Democrats are trying to fight for affordable health care and Republicans won't even negotiate in good faith. But when they say things like terrorist ring, it's all Democrats are pro-Hamas, Antifa, Marxist, or terrorists. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are dog whistles that create a permission structure among the MAGA faithful. And a couple of those folks that we heard speaking, I think it was Steve Scalise, said it's the permission structure to sic the military on Americans exercising their First Amendment rights. It is the permission structure for the tin pot wannabe dictator to deploy military powers against his own people.
It's because they're cowards. You know, they have to use military force to project their power because they have none. True power and true leadership is representing what people actually, the American citizens, want. And so you have these insignificant little people try to continuously tell people what to do. I mean, come to No Kings Day on this Saturday. Go on to nokings.org to find your local event and show them that
you're going
to
come back with me, Liam.
Matter.
We're going to continue to drop that website.
Okay.
I like little insignificant people. I want to see us in the millions showing up to say no to our wannabe tin pot dictator. We're going to continue this discussion with Liam Kent on the other side as we get ready for No Kings here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. For the rest of this half hour, I am joined by Liam Kent of the Blue Anchor Project, one of the national partners for No Kings Day. Neither he nor anybody that works for his organization is getting paid by George Soros. Not sure where that nonsense is coming from. Not like, I don't know, the GOP or MAGAs take huge donations from billionaires or had one running the entire executive branch for a few months. I don't know. What are they talking about? Liam, I wanted to get into the fact that, for example, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have rallies that are happening in Manitowoc, Green Bay, Marionette, Merrill, Antigo. I'm just looking at the map on the nokings.org website. They are all over La Crosse, Baraboo, Sheboygan. There's just, it's across the state. And what I want people to know, this is absolutely about people who are patriotic. This is absolutely about people who love America. And it is not about specifically Democrats. It's not about that at all. It's about people that are concerned about the abuse of power that is happening, and they're coming from absolutely every background, from rural farming communities, small towns that major manufacturing left a long time ago. It's coming from people that know that regular folks in this country are hurting,
and that billionaire tax giveaways and tax giveaways to mega corporations when you're slashing $1 trillion from Medicaid and Medicare is not the way to help us move forward as Wisconsinites or as Americans. What are you seeing in outside of what folks would assume are bigger urban, bluer cities? There are more protests happening in these other communities than there are in the bigger cities.
Oh, yes. It is amazing how many, just across the country. I mean, I'm over here in Maine, and I live in outside of the big cities, and the amount of people that are energized, that want to make a difference, is astonishing. I mean, last time there was this big bridge in Maine, and there are tons of big bridges, but people were going, it's probably like, got to be a couple thousand, like I would say like 3,000 or so feet long. People were lined up end to end first time. I'm expecting that to be doubled in just the small town communities. We have some lovely volunteers in Ipswich, Massachusetts. They already have registered 2,000 people. Wow. And obviously you double that amount for people who are actually going to show up. So that's right. Going to be 4,000 or 5,000 people in a tiny retirement community. And, you know, it's everywhere. You know, we have folks over in California, whether they're Northern California, Southern California, that everybody's engaged, whether you're over in Wisconsin, which we actually have some, you're right. Those events, they're going to be gigantic and they're only growing.
Yes.
You know, and then we have everywhere you can imagine there are going to be major events, including in Chicago, which my folks over at our partner organization, New Digital Now, they're going to be at the Chicago one. And they're cracking up because Governor Pritzker is just like coming from downtown Chicago that is war torn.
Yes, and then, I've and seen then pointing that video.
And then pointing to the ducks in the river, the tiny little rubber ducky. I mean, like, I love this hilarious diatribe from the Trump administration. It's not working. They think they're trying to be really smart and not. It's not working, no matter how much they say that, you know, they're trying to now blame us for the shutdown. Like,
yeah,
come on. Seriously.
It has nothing to do with one another. Here's
has something to do with they're obsessed with covering their butts. And,
yes.
You know, they don't want the Epstein files shown. So like there are, but of course, distract.
100%.
They never take accountability for their actions, but we are because we're actually all going to show up on Saturday.
Regular Americans from every walk of life, and I think every political persuasion. I talk to plenty of conservatives of good faith who will tell me they are deeply concerned with the way that Donald Trump is operating in the second administration. Here are just a few of the other places in Wisconsin that are having no kings. Peaceful, America-loving, democracy-loving rallies, and I'm just going to call them big old parties. Siren, Wisconsin. Spooner, Wisconsin. Hayward, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Brule, Wisconsin. Ashland, Wisconsin. Washburn, Wisconsin, Bayfield, which is literally up at the very northernmost tip of our state. They are everywhere. Iron Mountain, Michigan, which is right on the Wisconsin-Michigan border. It's just incredible. Minocqua, Eagle River. Everybody in Wisconsin's been to Eagle River. Very, very popular vacation spot. Phillips, Wisconsin. Folks, if you want to get engaged, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, an independent, and I never vote because I hate politics, but boy, this looks a little suspicious to me, go to nokings.org. Bring a friend, get yourself RSVP'd and registered. But as Liam just pointed out, registration is not necessary to participate in this democracy-loving, America-loving, peaceful party rally on Saturday.
True patriots are the ones that go to events to support democracy and stand up and fight for democracy. That is something that the Republicans, they always try to claim, you know, like those annoying flags that the Trumpers always have. They're like, true patriots support Trump. Like, no.
Well, funny that you mentioned the use of flag as imagery by MAGAs and Republicans. An American flag that was altered to include a swastika was displayed by one of the legislative aides to GOP MAGA Representative Dave Taylor of Ohio in a Zoom call, and it was photographed. Was the legislative aide blind? I mean, this is what we're talking about. And I'm going to talk about a way that this all relates together, that we see it showing up in other forms of media. I'm going to talk about Stephen A. Smith when we come back. A deeply problematic figure who wants to actually be a potential presidential nominee, but is leaning into the racism on the right. Thank you so much, Liam Kent. I look forward to our peaceful party rally on Saturday. No kings here in the United States. Folks, stay tuned. I discuss and dissect Stephen A. when we come back on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the...
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
Hey, join me, Dan Haney, weekday mornings for all news all morning from 6 until 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Get ready for more lane changes and delays. Work on Milwaukee's massive I-94 east-west project kicks off in just over a week. The first phase will rebuild a 3.5-mile stretch of the highway in the western portion. Eventually, work will move towards a total reconstruction of the stadium interchange. Milwaukee is kicking off its first public meetings for the 6th Street Next project. That's an effort to transform a 2.5-mile stretch between National and North Avenues. The project focuses on reconnecting neighborhoods disrupted by past highway construction by adding better sidewalks, bike lanes, and green spaces. While federal funding was cut last year, the city is moving ahead with preliminary design and public input to shape the future of the corridor. The first meeting is tonight at MATC's Walker Square, with two more meetings planned next week. Officials hope to get new funding to complete construction, which could now start in 2028. More than 60 No Kings protests are set across Wisconsin Saturday. In Milwaukee, the biggest rally will be in Cathedral Square Park starting at 11 a.m. Other protests are planned in Shorewood, Greenfield, Brookfield, and Waukesha. Milwaukee's main airport is staying out of national politics. Officials at Mitchell International say they won't play a Homeland Security video that criticizes Democrats over the government's shutdown. They say Milwaukee County rules don't allow political messages on county-owned screens. Other airports around the country have made the same decision. Milwaukee Public Schools are set to see a big boost in state aid next year. New numbers from the State Department of Public Instruction shows MPS aid will jump nearly 18%. That's more than $104 million more than last year. Education officials say the changes are due to enrollment shifts and updated funding formulas. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The future Mr. Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Travis Kelce, is already feeling the pressure to have kids with his bride-to-be. During a recent appearance on the New Heights podcast, Dwayne Johnson and Jason Kelce, Travis's older brother, encouraged him to become a dad, saying, "Your life changes in a great way." At one point, Johnson joked that he and Jason were putting the voodoo hex on Travis. Kelce popped the question to Swift in August, how great would it be if their kids had Travis's singing voice and Taylor's gridiron talents? More Ed Helms? Yes, please. Deadline.com reports that the Office actor has signed on to the new film, The Stunt Driver. The story follows Ken Carter, played by Jay Baruchel. Carter was a stuntman who tried to jump over the St. Lawrence River in a rocket-powered vehicle, which at the time was considered the most dangerous stunt ever. Helms plays Dick Keller, an engineer who designs the rocket vehicle. I'm intrigued. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Near 70 Saturday, around 60 Sunday, still the chance for showers and storms. Currently at 62 degrees.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be, with 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers. It's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, they are once again doing work on I-94 in Milwaukee. Dan Schaefer will be here to help us recombobulate on that. Join us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Liam Kent, founder of the Blue Anchor Project, national partner of No Kings Day. You can find out more about a No Kings protest, rally, peaceful America-loving event this coming Saturday by going to nokings.org. Thanks to Scott for telling me that it's Marinette, not Marinette. We always appreciate listener fact checks and pronunciation checks here live on air. Thanks to Scott. Angie from Monroe. Heck yeah, we can do photos. And folks, if you want to text in photos on Monday during the show of you, your friends, loved ones at the Love America rally on Saturday, get them ready. Text them on in. Maybe we'll put them together in a little collage, especially if you're going to be down at Cathedral Square, where I will be the speaker at No Kings addressing the rule of law and the fact that at least in democracies, you're not supposed to have presidents that are immune. You're not supposed to have presidents that think they can unilaterally direct the military and law enforcement and the intelligence communities and the tax collectors against their political enemies. That's not supposed to actually be a thing. And I can't wait to talk about it with all of you. And folks, this to me is about as nonpartisan as it can get. This is about loving America. This is about standing up and standing for the most important principles that our democracy was ever founded upon. And one of those, of course, is the separation of church and state. And I've been talking a lot about the fact that it is lie and distraction for MAGAs to wrap themselves in the flag, to wrap themselves in law and order as they pardon J6, people that beat police officer, tried to kill them. It's complete nonsense when they wrap themselves in the cross every day. And Eric Trump, just 2 days ago, proved exactly why I'm right when it comes to wrapping themselves in the cloak of Christianity. Listen to what Eric Trump had to say about his dad.
And look how much better humanity and our world is. You know, we're saving Christianity. We're saving God. We're saving the family unit. We're saving this nation.
Okay, I mean, wrap that up. Wrap that up. Last I checked, and I'm talking basic Bible knowledge here, folks. If you put yourself on equal footing with God, that is a sin. And it's not just any sin. It's not a minor sin. That's a major sin. Some would even call it heresy. I don't know why that's okay. Can you imagine if like Barack Obama's, if Malia got on some news show and was like, my dad saved God, what would happen on the right? And this, again, coming from this party where these young men, I don't even want to call them young men, the one of them is 35 years old. This investigation by Politico came up with some of the most disgusting chats I have seen. These guys have all worked with or chaired or led the Kansas Young Republicans.
talking about gas chambers, watermelon people, talking about raping their enemies, bringing back slavery, talking about how glad they are that the Epstein files have been suppressed, using white supremacist symbols like 1488. And all the apologia from some on the right, it rings a little hollow since you want to venerate Charlie Kirk, who also traded in some of the most base dog whistle bigoted statements that a person can make. And no, the context never saves it. It's rhetorical trick. J.D. Vance about that saying, grow up, focus on the real issues. Don't focus on what kids say in group chats. The reality is that kids do stupid things, especially young boys. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. These aren't edgy, offensive jokes. This is hate speech. And it's not being told by boys. The 8 of the 11 participants in this chat ranged in age from 24 to 35. This according to Mother Jones. The oldest appears to be Joe Maligno, I think, who is 35. This is the guy that talked about gas chambers, used a bunch of racial slurs. He had identified himself as the general counsel, like the chief legal officer for the New York State Young Republicans. Mike Lawler and Elise said nothing. There are pictures of them together with this guy online, said nothing about it. And then when Hakeem Jeffries had the audacity to point out this rampant hypocrisy, this racial hate, this gender-based hate from the right, Representative Mike Davis called Hakeem Jeffries George Soros' house slave, making my point for me. You can't even disagree on substance. What you got to do is call somebody else's slave. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Charles from Milwaukee, always happy to see you on my caller list. What you got for us this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Maggie, got a question for you. I'm not sure if you can answer it or not, but they didn't make this big of a deal for the first No King rally. Why are they coming out the way they're coming out this time? Why do you think they are?
I think it's
a Hate America rally, and yeah.
Charles, I think it's because of what I said before with Liam, and that is this is going to be so much bigger. And what does an authoritarian, what does a dictator, a wannabe fascist hate most? They hate it when the people en masse reject all of the lies and the garbage that's being spewed out by the tin pot wannabe dictators. Allies who hope to feed at the trough of the billionaires and retain some power and wealth and control through illegal means. They don't want the regular people to say, we know that's garbage. We know that a president shouldn't be able to do these things. We believe in democracy, small d. They don't want to see tens of millions of Americans saying this guy is not okay. And this is not acceptable in the United States. I think it also is coming at an inconvenient time for them during the shutdown when the one Democratic demand is to restore the ACA subsidies. I just think they literally can't handle the heat. You know, like all bullies, when you stand up to them, they tend to buckle. This bully happens to think he can control the military unilaterally and is trying to foment unrest. So the one thing I've got to say to everybody about Saturday, if you're going, bring your American flag, let's love America together, and whatever happens, you remain peaceful. You remain peaceful, because that is what is going to matter in these moments. So why did I start with this revisiting of all of this racist hate that comes spewing out of the MAGA right? It's because Stephen A. Smith, who, if you don't know who this gentleman is, he is one of the most influential. The man has made an absolute dominating career in first sports talk, and he got pushed back and held down, and people didn't want to platform him. And he persevered through all of that. He has made himself wealthy beyond imagine. He has influence beyond imagine as a sports commentator. And he's known for saying kind of incendiary, in-your-face things. But it has become known in recent years that Stephen A. Smith thinks that he should become a politician, thinks that he should run for elected office. And so he now has this podcast. And he basically attacked Representative Jasmine Crockett. And I wanted to get into this with all of you to close out our show this afternoon, because again, just like all of these Republicans lying about the peaceful, America-loving octogenarians and near-octogenarians and teenagers and lawyers like myself who deeply love America, who have never met an anti-fascist, don't even know where to find them, all these people, why are they lying about that? They're lying about it and calling us all Antifa and terrorists and pro-Hamas and Marxists to, again, create the permission structure to use violence against people that are just trying to exercise their First Amendment rights. That's what this is about, to create the mayhem that produces the excuse to suppress speech. That is always what this has been about. And Stephen A. Smith, in his critique of Representative Crockett, is complicit in creating a permission structure that enables white supremacist racism and slightly more covert racism by elected MAGA leaders. That is what that is about. And Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if he intends to do that, but what Stephen A. Smith is doing is sort of appealing to what he thinks will get him clicks. And what folks who maybe don't think all that deeply about issues might be knee-jerk inclined to agree with, right? Stephen A. Smith, when he talks about politics, has this like, there's this like fig leaf sort of thin veneer of like, oh, this sounds okay, maybe he's onto something. And he always tries to put a bow around his commentary by saying like, you know, I might not be so smart, but just this seems real obvious. When the first part of what he said is true, he doesn't know much, if anything, about politics or complex public policy. And in many ways, he appeals to the lowest common base denominator in people and fancies himself as sort of a genius. He's one of the perfect examples of the Dunning-Kruger phenomena or the Peter Principle. That guy thinks he's way smarter about a lot more stuff than he actually is. He is a brilliant sports commentator. I think he is a brilliant broadcaster, period. Certainly far better than I am. And he has wealth, influence, power, reach, audience to prove it. And I don't think that people that talk about sports can't talk about politics. But because Stephen A. Smith has been so incredibly successful at what he's done, I have to raise an objection to how he's using that platform, using that wealth, using that power, using that influence, which I believe is careless and destructive in a time where the young Republicans think it is perfectly acceptable to trade in the most vile, racist, bigoted language on a daily basis. I think it is wrong for Stephen A. Smith to use his influence, power, reach, massive audience to even in a tiny way create a permission structure where our military, emboldened by a president and a Supreme Court, engages in racial profiling to disappear people, deprive them of their civil rights, and deport them to countries that they have never, ever, ever set foot on. So we're going to have to take care of a little business. And then we're going to come back and I want to share with you what he said about Jasmine Crockett. And then when he got called out by Roland Martin, by a whole slew of other very influential black media commentators, entertainers, and folks with a big profile, his pseudo non-explanation, quasi double down nonsense. Because we, all of us, have to start calling things out as they are. You do not have a tinfoil hat on. Okay? We've got to call it out as it is. Straightforwardly, and what Stephen A. Smith did certainly is a permission structure for racism. Stay tuned. We're going to listen to that next, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas show featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BP Productions.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith's attack on Jasmine Crockett of last week. Let's listen to the original, a portion of the original statement that Stephen A. Smith made about the representative. Take a listen to this.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they
choose. This isn't the cut I wanted. I need 31. It's his original statement, I think.
You Jasmine Crockett or somebody like that. Ladies, I respect intelligent women, no doubt. But how a Jasmine Crockett chooses to express herself, I'm like, is that going to help your district in Texas? Aren't you there to find a way to get stuff done as opposed to just being an impediment to what Trump wants? How much work goes into that? I'm just going to go off about Trump, cuss him out every chance I get, say the most derogatory, incendiary things imaginable, and that's my day's work. That ain't work. Work is saying, that's the man in power. I know what his agenda is. I'm not exactly in the position to stop him since the Republicans have the Senate and the House. But maybe if I'm willing to work with this man, I might get something out of it for my constituency. Because like Joe Manchin said, he's there to represent, or was there for 15 years to represent the people of West Virginia. She's supposed to be there to represent the people of Texas.
It's just bad. Do you not know that there is nothing that Jasmine Crocker could ever, ever, ever try to negotiate for that she would ever get? They're never going to give her the time of day. By the way, Republicans in the state of Texas are trying to mid-decade gerrymander her out of her seat, which the Supreme Court is about to even greenlight more. He literally has no idea what he's talking about. And he talks about saying incendiary things and talking smack and calling that work. I don't know, Stephen, isn't that what we do for a living? Just wondering. But he gets really nasty about it. When he's called out, he complains, oh, about what I had to endure this week. What you had to endure, you make tens of millions of maybe 50 mil plus a year spouting off about stuff that you don't really know that much about. You don't endure anything. You volunteered for that job. So when other famous people criticize you, don't talk about it as if it's some kind of hardship. That is ridiculous. But then he got really racial about it. This is 33B, Jacob, cue that one.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they choose maybe not lie, maybe not even embellish, but allow their emotions to usurp facts and all of a sudden want to use that as an excuse to label me as being something and doing something I'm neither not nor have I done, which in this case is disrespecting Representative Crockett out of Texas, who, by the way, has had an invite to this show for weeks, by the way. Governors Josh Shapiro and Spencer Cox came on this show. Senator Lindsey Graham came on this show. Joe Manchin, now retired, came on this show. Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher came on this show. Okay? And more coming. And she has an invite. And AOC has an invite. Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic House leader, he just was on this show. I've invited Jasmine Crockett. I have nothing but respect for her.
No, you don't. Did you notice a thing about all of the name checking he just did? Like bang, 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 bang. All men. All men. Talks about truth. The truth is, Stephen A., you don't know what you're talking about. He talks about rhetoric. That's what you do, Stephen. And he tries to go into saying that he respects black women, blah, 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 blah. He then talks about the fact that Jasmine Crockett, this is Stephen A's words. I wish we had the exact cut right here. But he basically talks about the fact that she brings the way that she talks on the streets into congressional debate. I think this is cut 35. Let's see if we can squeeze it in here. Let's take a listen.
So this is an accomplished, well-educated woman. Ain't nothing about her stupid. Ain't nothing about her something to dismiss or disrespect when it comes to her resume. Let's get that out of the way so as to make sure I'm not being disrespectful when we're talking about her, okay? What's her reputation? Crockett's performance in the House, according to research, and her success in delivering wins for her district is quote unquote mixed. She's active, ambitious, and visible, exceptional when it comes to fundraising. But many of her major efforts are still works in progress, bills stuck in committees, introduced but have stalled.
Yeah, it's a lot. And let's take cut 34.
First of all, I'm going to be very, very careful about anything that I say about Roland Martin because he's a friend. I'm going to be careful about anything that I say about D.L. Hughley because I have respect for that man. We've spoken a few months ago. I got nothing but love for him. I am concerned about him not making people laugh and smile as much anymore as he used to because he's more of an activist now than a comedian.
Yeah. It's all of this puffery for all of these men. The truth is, Stephen A., maybe it's time to look in the mirror a little bit. Maybe it's time to think about the standards that you hold black women or women to that speak out and use a platform and make sure it's the same standard. Especially when you're talking about the vile things that Donald Trump says about Jasmine Crowe. Oh, wait, Stephen A. didn't do that. That's going to do it for me, folks. You have a great afternoon. Go crew. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always.
We're a civic media station.
CBS News Special Report. John Bolton has been indicted.
John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, one of the most powerful advisors in the United States government, is now a criminal defendant in case 25-CR-314 in the U.S. District Court for Maryland.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. He's accused of mishandling classified information. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
These are serious charges. Obviously, nobody wants to be on the receiving end of a federal indictment. There are number of counts here, and they include something that's quite serious, which is having and retaining and potentially disseminating information that could put our country at risk.
Legal expert Rebecca Royfe.
The Department of Justice has obtained a warrant in this case, which